Okay.
It's proud.
Okay, you have an agenda that was passed out. Have a motion to approve the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda?
No changes.
No changes to the agenda.
I move we accept the agenda as presented.
All right, Siski moves.
Second.
Dan Doherty seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody? Okay, first thing is public comments. Anybody have anything they would like to address the board about? Victoria?
I don't know if any of you ever used the website. I was using it, and the directory has, you can't read it. It's pale gray, a gray maybe, I don't know, on brown, but you cannot read the directory at all. So that needs addressing. And the January minutes of the board state that Firefighter Appreciation Day is 10/17, which is a Tuesday. So I went to the calendar and looked, and it's not posted on the web, so I'd like to know when Firefighter Appreciation Day is.
Anybody else? Okay. I think we'll get through the topics that are probably deep for me are going to be discussed later, like electricity and that sort of thing. So, Ed, you want to give the secretary's report?
Yeah, I've updated the secretary report. It's been distributed, posted, sent to webmaster. Any comments on that?
Yep. Any questions for Ed? I have a motion to. You want to read the? You want to read the minutes,
sure.
Or you want him to read the minutes? You want him to read the minutes. It's a good thing you don't have a vote.
Yeah.
All right, Ed. Start reading. I don't have a motion.
I move that we accept the minutes as written.
And dispense with the
and
reading.
Dispense
is that part
of
your motion?
Of yeah. The minutes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Moves.
Second.
Rudy Erdman seconds. To accept the minutes as presented and dispense with the reading of the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Treasurer's report. Okay. Steve's not here. He forwarded around the information. Ed, do you have his copy of his email? Okay.
I do.
Right, basically,
let me
okay.
Find it.
All right.
I have it in mind.
Okay. Kim?
Kim.
Yeah. You missed the most important part already. So.
No.
All right.
Okay, here it is.
You really want to read it?
Oh, sure. Attached to this February financials for February, the balance sheet shows total assets of $280,853. The profit and loss shows total income of $3,678 versus a budget of $6,510. The total expenses were $7,205 versus a budget of $8,295 for a net loss of $3,527. Year-to-date total income is $11,210 below budget, and total expenses are $8,492 below budget, leaving us with a net loss of $2,718. End of comments.
Okay. And he forwarded along the documents. It's a trend that's been going here for the last couple of months. Is the donations have been slow coming. Expenses are down, which keeps us basically in balance. But and we're still financially okay, but it's the trend to lose income for a variety of reasons. For the reason we don't know what the reasons are. So there's no treasurer's report other than that. We'll just have to we should probably post this these documents. I think that's what you do.
I sent those to Chris.
They've already been posted?
He told me everything was done.
Okay. So, does anybody want to make a motion to accept those documents and the report that Steve gave us by email?
Yes, I'll make that motion.
Okay. And Derek Fiske moves. Anybody seconds?
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Fire chief's report.
No calls in the calendar month of February. Training. One training was going over the tick camera and hose lays. The other training was ropes and physical training. Personnel. An engine boss from CAFMA, which is the former Central Yavapai, is retiring in June and is interested in joining us. He's interested in leading us on wildfire assignments. We are still courting him, but indications at this time are very positive. Joshua Thornberry, an instructor at YRMC, has joined up with us. He's youngish, but not 20, appears to be a fit and capable firefighter. He works there as a EMT instructor. He was my instructor for a refresher 2 years ago or whatever, said he wanted to join, and I think Eric White, who I think most of the board knows who that is, kind of stayed on him about that, and he came and joined, so he'll be a great addition. Communications. The massive system upgrade at PRCC is underway. The actual impact on us, as stated before, will be minimal. Facilities. Generator worked well during the outage, and I wanted to give a shout out to Dan for getting the propane here right away. Although Dan did some math and it probably didn't burn as much as we thought, but still, having it run out. We had a call on March 1st, and so having the generator up and running for us, it would have been much more difficult to get out the door, literally get out the door, without the generator. So. Big thanks to Dan for that. Western Yavapai Fire Chiefs Association.
Agenda. Hand it for camera. Sorry.
That's okay. Western Yavapai Fire Chiefs will be working more with the East Side Chiefs on training opportunities and committees, like a potential committee for small/volunteer fire departments, which I hope to be involved with if it moves forward. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but we probably have the biggest volunteer department in the county, and I imagine one of the largest ones in the state. That's kind of a big deal. Fleet. We have several vehicles that need to go in for annual maintenance. That's still an issue. We're having trouble getting in. Not really everything. Miscellaneous. As mentioned, during the power outage, we were working very closely with county emergency management, as it looked like this might have escalated into something more serious. Among other things, I think this incident indicates that Walker is on their radar, but we should realize the need to be persistent in asking for help. I was pushing hard, but apparently not too hard. And that's all I got. Somebody have any questions? Yeah, what is a PRCC? Prescott Regional Communication Center, the dispatch center.
That's the one you talked about last month, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a multi-year thing.
Yeah.
There has to be someone who wears the hat of, project manager, and there's different steps to it. I mean, it's a massive undertaking, which we don't have, the terminals in our apparatus. Our engagement on calls isn't affected. It's a systems upgrade. The long and short of it is what they've been using all this time stopped being serviced quite a while ago. Replacement parts are, supported in terms of upgrades and that sort of thing. Replacement parts, I don't know when this started, but they, a while ago, started buying them on eBay when they needed stuff because it's just not available. And so this is kind of what I think was maybe a kick in the can situation, and then they realized they couldn't get any further.
And the tick camera was it.
So thermal energy.
Thermal.
Roger, I think this idea of the retiring firefighters coming to help with us has been a great improvement for us. And especially if this guy comes as a, I think he's a, he's able to take the truck as a...
Yeah, he's qualified higher than an engine boss, but wants to do some engine bossing. And so hopefully we can provide that for him.
Okay. And then when they come like that, there's continuing education requirements for the paramedics and for the EMTs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't had any discussion here about that yet, but some of that has to be coming up. You just mentioned that you had taken a continuing education course or had some training. How is that going, and is that part of our budget for you? You're just doing that?
It's not been part of the budget. We have kind of worked with firefighters who've been with us for a while who go on to get that certification and offering, you know, paying for their schooling. The idea of, I put it out there, I guess I would say unofficially, because it's not in the budget to help pay for recertification. So if that's something the board is interested in doing, maybe we should look into that.
Well, I certainly think we paid for the education, I think, in the first place. So I certainly wouldn't want to pay for the recertification training for that to happen. So, and maybe that's something we should address in the next budget. And certainly if you have a need for it this year, let us know. And it's certainly an easy enough item to add in. So rather than some guy let his certification expire because he didn't have the money maybe to take the class, and we don't want them to have to go out of pocket for it anyway, right? I mean,
well,
we receive great benefit from it.
Of the five paramedics that we have, four of them use it, you know, professionally. And so, you know, if we can help them out, that's great. But, I mean, that is what they do still in various functions. The most recent paramedic, I think, is going to start using it professionally. I think that's his intention, but I don't know that he's actually done that yet in any kind of meaningful way.
So the benefit for them being here is that they have a fire department that is their base that they can go ahead and do things out with the Forest Service and others. They need a place to hang their hat to get some credentials.
Exactly.
So there's some benefit, right, and they're not necessarily here, but they're responding to calls here, and they have responded to calls here. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Is that a big ticket item? The paramedics. Probably is. The EMT refresher is like a couple $100 or so.
Yeah.
The paramedic one is a week long, and it's a little more expensive, or a lot more intensive.
And expensive.
Yeah. It's probably a four-digit item, but I can find out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's, you know, your judgment. You decide what you think you need to come to us with, and I think that you'll find support here for that.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else for Roger? And especially these young firefighters, you know. My RNC guy, because he's building credentials, right, so he wants to get experience to maybe go on a fire department someplace. We've had several of those over the years.
I'm not sure that that's what he's interested in. It might be the case, but, I mean, he's probably in his late 30s.
Oh, okay.
It's just something I think he's just interested in doing, period. I mean, he's already affiliated with us through the National Registry for EMT.
Mm-hmm.
He's very serious. The other guy from Central has not taken that step yet, but... You know, again, recording him, and he's young. He's only 54. He's retiring in June.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I have a motion to accept the fire chief's report.
I move to accept the chief's report.
Second.
Terry moves. Dan seconds. Any other discussion about the fire chief's report? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Committee reports. John has asked that we talk about the Walker Day a little bit. He's asking for some help with some of the events that he has, and we just need to be aware that he does need help with like the garage sale and the different segments of this thing that are going on. So I don't know what we can do about that other than have to recruit volunteers to help. And I think we can do that in a newsletter. The newsletter should be coming out at the end of this month, so I can incorporate that in and we can make it to advertise.
I think you, just to clarify, a request for someone to help with the
Arts in the park and the garage sale,
those two components.
Okay.
So and you also said it was a 40-hour, approximately a 40-hour commitment to do each of those. So someone has a correct expectation, it's about 40 hours
okay.
to do that.
So on the art part, I'll still go ahead with running the field out there and the tents and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what Johnny's asking for is to solicit the invites to wherever the artists
to the artists.
Yeah, and I think from most of that time is with the garage sale stuff.
That's right.
So most of the time is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've had pretty good luck with if you ask somebody for help, I mean,
yes. Now, even on the day of, yeah. people have stopped and made an
yeah.
effort to help.
But you still want to know ahead of time.
It would be good to know ahead of time.
So, yeah. I think that's a good way to go with that as well.
We need people to bake cakes, too, so. Okay. We didn't really discuss much about the, okay, that's Walker Day. Then we have the anniversary party. That's what we're going to do about the anniversary. And we hadn't really talked about what kind of event that we want that to be. Is it going to be cake and ice cream? Is it going to be a big social event? You want to do prepare and serve food? You want to make it a potluck? You want to make it an all-day event? You want to make it just a come-and-go event? What are your thoughts in terms of how to do and celebrate the anniversary? It's the Labor Day weekend is what we decided to do. September 11th is the day. I think the 11th is a weekday. I'm not sure if we remember. If it's a weekend, for some reason. So it is not a regular. It's a weekday. So we're going to do it on the Labor Day weekend, probably Sunday. Not necessarily. Probably just, you know, Sunday. Saturday or Sunday, you have to figure out what form this wants to take. So any thoughts about that?
I thought we decided on Saturday, Labor Day weekend, the last meeting,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm recalling.
It's a training day for the...
Well, that's right. That's what it was, wasn't it?
Right.
And but I think you guys would come later after the training, just like you did this year, correct?
But it depends on what kind of event it is.
Oh, okay.
We could have
yeah.
that Sunday. The
fire department is going to participate in the
right.
anniversary.
Right.
We'll, you know, whatever you guys decide to do, we'll work out the logistics. We're not going to boycott.
Right.
Have some kind of barbecue.
Some kind of barbecue.
Yeah.
You mean like what? You want to roast another pig?
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot
yeah.
of work.
How about just a big potluck?
Yeah. Something simple.
Potluck. Everybody bring something.
Okay. Then I would say Sunday for that.
Yeah.
Also,
And we kind of, you know, we don't have, okay, sorry.
Well, if we need somebody to run that, right? Then we maybe
mm-hmm.
put in that newsletter also.
Right.
So,
okay.
Unless Johnny O'Leary is doing it.
No, I don't think so. I think the Walker Day is his hurrah.
Yeah.
And, it just depends on how big you want to make this thing. If it's just a big cake, you know, an ice cream, then that's not much to do. But if you want to do a potluck, then you want other events, other things to happen. You want to move Firefighter Appreciation Day to that. That's another possibility. And that would make sense to me rather than have two big events.
To me, the Firefighter Appreciation Dinner is by itself. That's appreciating the firefighters, the volunteers
mm-hmm.
that we have, the people who are willing to go in harm's way. I don't think we should mix it
okay.
and take that away from them.
I didn't say it. I'm not going to say my
speech. which one?
I was just thinking that first of all, keep it simple, but if we combine them, I mean, we have a lot of events.
Yeah.
You know, and then events on holidays, things like that. If we couldn't combine these, that would make a lot more sense, you know, than keeping them separate. Especially on Labor Day weekend. But just a thought.
Yeah.
You know, Labor Day's the 4th, but you're saying we're over-evented.
Yeah, it's a Monday. Yeah, Labor Day is the Monday.
4th.
Right.
So yeah. This would be on the 3rd?
I mean, it's Sunday, yeah, 3rd.
Right.
Do you want me to try and get a sense from, you know, given the nature of Terry's comment, get a sense from the group of whether separating them or having them together is even a thing? I mean, I don't have a feel for that.
You're talking about the firefighters?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that might not be a bad idea.
But then we can pull that way. I mean, it either matters or it doesn't to the group collectively. It might be a thought.
Like, if there nobody has their feelings hurt, then...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure I would
well,
make
I think
a distinction.
But
then
we
have
the
then we have
the
pig.
You can let those firefighters know that the board's concerned about that. We don't want to diminish their day.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's special for them, and we appreciate what they're doing. So,
okay. Yes.
If that's not an issue, then logistically it might prove to be a little more efficient.
It wouldn't bug me in the least, but that might not be something I have to temperature up, and I'll ask the group.
Okay.
So they will show that date until we find out, because Firefighter Appreciation Day is...
Okay.
I mean, I can do that via email, and, you know, if people don't respond, then there's our answer right there.
Right. Okay.
All
right. Any other committees, Dan, about the facilities? You want to... Talk about the generator and that kind of stuff just for a brief.
Not really. The generator was like almost prophetic as much as it's come on this year.
Right.
Because we had, like I said, we had very good years for a long time, and we had no power outages for years. There's times when every time it even looked like a cloudy, it would go out. So then, but now it's came on, and we had two different incidents in January, and then again, and then this last big outage. For 4 or 5 days, so it's definitely served its purpose. And we're also pleased the fact that we were worried about because the manufacturer specs run that thing using up a lot of fuel, but then I think we just have such a minimum load on here, like our homes have the same generator, run such a minimum load, it really did have a really positive effect because I was worried we were going to run out of fuel.
It's very thrifty.
And it's very, it turns out it's very thrifty, especially with the light load.
Yeah, really, you couldn't have gotten that installed any earlier for sure. That
it saved your pancake breakfast that time?
Yeah.
In that one summer storm?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. All right. The other committee is the nominating committee, and we've asked a couple times in emails for people that are interested to present information that they would like to run to the board. The three positions that are open, those board members are running again. So there are three candidates at least, so that doesn't mean that other candidates couldn't and shouldn't step forward if they want to run for the board. So I'll continue to do that in the communications. I put it again in the newsletter, but the newsletter is when we actually put in the bios for the people that have wanted to be on the board, candidates for the board. So if you, and the board is basically the nominating committee. So let's, if you have anybody that has expressed an interest, let us know. Any other reports in what we consider committee reports? All right. Elections. Well, I just did that. So, and then that'll go into the spring newsletter.
The spring newsletter, will that be emailed and mailed? Or
It will be put on the website in the email, and we will try to get it out last of March, first of April. Joyce will get the list of owners, property owners, from the county at that time period. It takes a few days for her then to sort it out and get it scrubbed so you don't have duplicates and things like that.
Okay, thank you.
That are in there. But If you want to have some input, Roger and I, of course, write. If anybody else wants to write some sort of a little article about what's happening, if you wanted to say something about the art show, Rudy, if you, you know, anything would be useful and helpful, for the newsletter.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. To do that.
Very good. Thanks for that. That goes to you then.
All right. Let me go back to committees for a minute here, and I don't think there's any action we need to take about the election or the newsletter. It's just something that's there, and it's working along. One of the things Victoria touched on it is the website. We've talked about trying to revamp this website several times. I've got a call into John. There's this guy that he knows that is a web designer. Yeah. We don't know if he's interested in helping us do this or not, because there are issues, there are visual issues with the website, and we've talked about them. I thought we were going to deal with them before Christmas. It didn't happen. So it's a matter of finding somebody that has the skill and technical ability to do this and willing to do it, and kind of, even if we just change the colors and do some things, basic things in there. But it is... You know, it is an issue, and we've had discussions. We, myself and Chris, and I don't know if any of the others have been involved in that, trying to figure out what's the best way to get this thing revamped. We add things to it, but it doesn't change the way it looks. When it does, like PayPal and the pay button and that kind of stuff, we've been able to add those kinds of things.
And that was updated.
Yeah.
So that was okay.
Yeah. So those things, you know, are going on, and it's functional, but barely.
Well, Conrad told me personally, he said that he would revamp the website if asked to do it.
Yeah, okay. Well, John was supposed to talk to him this week, but John's not
here. Well, I may have to contact him, though.
Okay.
And then his experience is unquestionable.
Sure.
He worked for McDonnell Douglas before it went under, or got...
Is that why it went under?
He's worked for a lot of the things.
Sure.
He's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
They had computers.
Well, you know, we don't need a complicated website. We just need one that's
right.
Visually attractive. Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't think we have any other old business. Nothing's on the agenda. Facebook page. You know, Clyde, I tried to call him to see if he could make it here today. I called him late. So he could talk about it. He has a Facebook page that's up already, but he's talked about, you know, if this is going to be something that we're going to adopt as our official Facebook page. Roger has a Facebook page for it's primarily for the firefighters and for the operations side of things. This Facebook page would be more for the social side of things, lost dogs, hire this plumber, this guy does snow removal, that sort of thing that you can get. The email, we still send emails, but not necessarily about those kinds of things. Not everybody's on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. I don't understand Facebook. So if you have some thoughts about that, Roger and...
I don't know anything about Facebook either. But Nick Wald, during this, as we were talking about in the executive meeting, he did some great emails. He's networked to everybody because he's... Most of us are full-timers are his clients.
Mm-hmm.
So he's networked out there, and he was giving us great information, better than what we were getting from APS.
Yeah.
Because we weren't really getting anything from them. So,
sure.
But he was, maybe we have to approach him because he's already got a network in place. It doesn't cover non-customers, but.
Well, I think that, okay, and the Facebook page can encompass all those types of things, those resources. To do, I'm assuming that I can. I know, Roger, you do Facebook, so.
So Clyde's page is called Potato Patch and Walker AZ Bulletin Board. He just put it up during the storm or coincidentally maybe immediately before. It only has 57 members so far, but you know. Probably get the word out. I posted something about it on the fire department page, but that has a lot of people that have nothing to do with Walker following it. But it's been active. I mean, during the the outage, a lot of people were, you know, posting on there. Nick's, you know, whatever information Nick Wald was getting, he was sharing that in this group. And yeah, as Dan has said a couple of times, it was by far the most accurate of anyone else's info. So the page is, you know, flat out useful for anyone who's engaging in Facebook at all. But I think we should figure a way to promote it in like the newsletter. And, you know, I don't know why we wouldn't send an email out through the distribution list to promote it. It, you know, it added some utility during the outage without question.
I think the discussion with Clyde was about whether he could limit the members of this to the community rather than having people in Maine, you know, sign on as, you know, friends, and you have whatever falls down below that if you have that kind of confusion, well, I suppose. I'm not sure how that works either.
You know, I have a commercial or a professional one for my artwork. So if it's a personal, and you can set it up as commercial, let's call it, and my daughter does that.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get on that personal, so you get all this stuff from people you have no idea who they are.
Right.
And you do it commercially, and it limits and filters who is your friend as such.
Right.
Most of them. If we set it up for Potato Pack / Walker, I mean, you could do that as a professional commercial account, and that keeps a lot of that rookie stuff.
I think that's what he's anticipating,
yeah.
Okay. And that we would have some say, the board would have some say about the content of some of the things that were left on the Facebook page. So, you know, you get the lost dogs and that sort of thing, but you wouldn't get necessarily things that aren't necessary, you know, the things that we wouldn't want to see that are controversial or have less than kind things, you know, to be posted on it.
Well, I mean,
so,
depending on the work you want, how much time you want to commit, kind of wonder if it would just be easier. I don't know why someone would necessarily spend the time tracking down whether this person actually have an affiliation with Walker,
right.
As opposed to when someone puts something spammy up, you know,
right.
Just kick them out.
There you are.
That would seem to be, I mean, we've had zero problem with that on the Walker page, the fire department page.
Right.
And that's, I don't know,
okay.
Several years old, has 500 members or followers, whatever
the
specific term is. I bet it wouldn't be an issue and would be less work ultimately, but that's just a thought.
Well, if you've seen it and you think that's inappropriate, all of you think that's an appropriate thing, I'll start. We'll send an email announcement to the community that's on our email list. I'll include that in the newsletter, some information about to that effect, and see how we can start to encompass and use it ourselves in terms of making announcements. People that are on Facebook, there's a lot of people. There's a couple of people who don't even have email, let alone Facebook type people. But and they can post pictures. You know, there's a lot of animal pictures and things like that. People we get requests for to send emails out. I just saw the mountain lion, or I got a picture of a bobcat on my back porch. And this would be a good forum for that, I think, rather than having people disappointed to send us an email and we don't broadcast it out to the community.
Facebook isn't made it free. I mean,
He's offered to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then he knows what's
right.
involved in
right.
managing
yeah.
your Facebook account.
Right. So.
No, but somebody has to physically look at all these addresses, delete, accept and all this stuff. It's not, it takes a long time, but if Clyde knows the business, then no problem.
Okay.
It's quite a professional computer back.
Okay.
Who knows Clyde?
Just on the phone.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know any about my house.
Oh, now I got it.
Second level. Okay.
Yeah, it's
second level.
It's removed.
Yeah. Okay.
I was trying to follow you.
It's a small mountain.
All right. Community emergencies. I think this is what the topic of the month really was. You guys are out of power. We were all out of power, but I wasn't here to suffer through it, right? We just had to throw the top layer of our freezer away, that's all. Everything else is pretty good. But, and we have a heater that doesn't require electricity, so. But we sent an email based on Nick's
Nick had a little more information in it in terms of who did what, who said what. We just put a general announcement out that the power was out, and people were not aware. Our neighbor, Larry Olson, wasn't aware, and so they could come up and protect their property as best they can. Fortunately, it wasn't all that cold. My well house didn't freeze, and it's vulnerable when the power goes out, electric goes out. So it didn't get cold enough to freeze the well house, but people have exposed pipes and things that are dependent on electric heaters to keep their house warm. The fact that it was out was a good thing to announce. And I think the Facebook page is a good way to do that. The email is a good way. Can you think of any other way to maybe let people know that these kinds of things are happening? Big snow. Again, they can watch the website to see how much snow is up here, that kind of stuff. But, you know, the one year that you had a big snow, the Horvats were locked in up there, no communication. They had nobody was doing CB anymore. We used to have CB radios that they would communicate with, and these public radios, nobody is really on any kind of a program. So if somebody's up here and trapped or thinks they're going to be able to come up and get into their house, should we use the email for that kind of purpose?
Any
means possible.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to reach the most
people. Where we live, up on Big Bug, Dan and me, Johnny O, and some of our other neighbors, we all have walkie-talkies, and we're all on the same channel. So when things get bad, or he's out plowing, or any of us are out doing whatever, we have the walkies on, where if somebody gets jammed up, we can communicate.
We don't care about you guys up there.
I know, that's why we're self-sufficient.
Okay. All right, anything else? Community announcements. Anybody have any announcements they want to make?
WCAA is having a meeting next week, Saturday at 9:30.
That's next Saturday?
Mm-hmm. The Morehouse residents, all welcome.
Bud, you started to raise your hand.
I'm good.
Now's the time.
Nope.
Okay. Lauren. Oh, why you?
Kitten Hall begins on April 1.
Oh, good, because I had my first request for the information.
The county is going to take that tree down. APS is going to do the work.
Ah, okay.
I would like permission to put the firewood and be cut in 4-foot lengths. I'd like permission to stack that firewood on the property here for people to take as they need it. They're also going to put the slash on our shipper pile.
Okay. So when are they going to take the tree?
It's probably in April.
Okay.
I don't have a definite date. They just wanted to know if they could leave the firewood on the property.
Okay.
That'd be like 4-foot length and 4-foot diameter.
Yeah.
Can they make it 2? 4 foot. You're
going
to get in. Yeah.
Where's
like 2-foot length?
Okay, so
his comment was he wanted to make them small enough that people could handle them.
Yeah,
that's and that size log, you're not going to handle them.
No.
Even 2 feet. Okay, so we can move the dumpsters back to the back. Where's the best place for the dumpsters while you're doing this chip and haul? Where they are now?
Probably where they are now.
Okay. And then
or this way even.
Move more toward the front.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know how happy they're going to be about
the back.
I don't know. I'll see. I'll talk to they're much easier to talk to than the previous company.
Who are you dealing with there?
Bill Taylor is his name.
Okay.
That you know.
Well, Bill is the same guy
I'm
dealing with.
Right.
So he knows what his,
right, what
he
the problem
needs access for those dumpsters.
Okay. All right, I'll talk to him about it, and then we move in front, because then during Walker days, we have to move them back to the back, and that's where we leave them the rest of the summer,
right.
Because it gives us better parking and better use of the lot. But in the wintertime, we can't keep
the back end of a lot,
mm-hmm.
that it gives people better access to drive through to the dumpsters.
Yeah. Okay.
And people have a tendency to come in and drop off
too far
this way, blocking the road.
Okay.
And our sources for loaders and what have you to push the pile up.
Okay, when you send, are you, you're going to send an email, we'll just, you know, copy that email and send it out to our distribution list, too.
There will be an email. I'm creating some posters, signs to post around on the rest.
Okay. Yeah, in fact, I just had an email a couple days ago asking when it was going to start. So
we hope to wind it up on by the 19th of May. We have a Firewise Day on the 20th of May. So we like the parking lot clear so we can get a lot of people in for Firewise Day. That is also a WCAA meeting day.
Okay.
And we will have a program.
Okay.
What date is that? I'm sorry.
Hmm?
What date is that? I'm sorry.
The 20th of May.
The question, you said APS is going to take the tree down?
The county is going to have APS take the tree down.
Okay.
That's because there are power lines.
That's, yeah, that's the best scenario.
Will the road be closed at all, or be access limited during that time, do you know?
Probably.
The 20th of May is a firefighter training day.
We're in the afternoon.
Yeah, our Firewise day will begin at, I think, 1 o'clock.
Okay. Well, how long are you going to be here?
2 hours.
A couple hours.
Because bingo starts at 4.
Those dates were submitted to Johnny L. since he's our liaison for WCAA, and he said they all look okay, right?
Pardon?
And maybe he hasn't presented.
No, I discussed it. I think you're talking about it.
So if you have bingo that day,
yeah, it's fine.
You already have things cleared out.
Sure, sure. That's fine. Yeah.
Just be one setup.
Yeah, we start at 4 o'clock, so, you know, right. So that'll be fine. Okay. Any other announcements? Public forum, anybody have anything to say?
We got a new toilet.
I really need some clarification, please. Even after today's meeting, I was going through some notes regarding the 50th anniversary party, and this was first brought up in the November meeting. I brought it up again, not knowing exactly what the community wanted to do to celebrate this, etc. And it was brought up to have it on Saturday, September 2nd. I brought up the fact that that's the WCAA Sunday, Saturday, and we'd be glad to work with, you know, the WFPA, whatever you wanted to do. We can combine the two events, et cetera. So that was in November. At the December meeting, it was brought up again, what should we do? It's Labor Day weekend, et cetera. Let's have it on September 3rd to accommodate Sunday, Saturday on the 2nd. Okay. So that was December. In January, Bill, I had listened to the tape because we were out of town, says 9/11 is the 50th anniversary of our incorporation. The event is over Labor Day, either the 2nd or the 3rd. The 2nd is the training day on Saturday, what kind of event, what to do. And that was sort of where it ended until towards the end of the tape, and I have no idea who said this. I didn't recognize anybody's voice, and they didn't identify themselves. quote, the date has not been defined. The target date is 9/2. All right. So it was stated that Sunday, Saturday will be on the anniversary party will be on the 2nd. On the website, it's listed as September 3rd. It's posted. Today, I have a feeling it's going to be the 3rd on Sunday. So can we come out with a date of when the anniversary party is going to be?
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Anybody else? Kim?
Hello. I don't know any of you, and I met you at a dinner, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm concerned, obviously, about the logging going on, and I just would like, Bill's been wonderful trying to explain it to me. I get it. I'm not against any firefighting. I don't want anybody hurt, and I live up on Frampton Hill above it, just below the potato patch, and there just seems to be a lot of cross. I understand this is the forestry department as opposed to the fire department, but they kind of go hand in hand, the way I see it, because we literally, I see all this logging going on. There's a lot of debris left that I'm hoping is going to be removed. But when you go up Frampton Hill, firefighters have already gone in and made huge piles all up and down the hill that have never been removed, and they've been there for years. And that is a hazard, a huge hazard. No mention of cleaning that up, but we want to log everything. So I would just like to know if there's any way that Walker Fire could ask the forestry department to come and explain to the residents, and I'll jump in and get residents to come and explain to us, just explain what's going on. I butt up to the forest. I want to know what's going to go happen to the land above me. I would just like some, because it's pretty devastating what they've done. So that's all. I'm not trying to be ornery.
Okay. Not yet.
It's coming.
Ed.
Pardon me?
All right. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. All right, Victoria. As you can tell from what happens here, this anniversary thing is not cast in stone, and we are coming to grips with it. And I don't know that we're going to be able to come to give you a definitive answer for several months even. I don't know. We'll know here in the next month or two for sure if it's going to be the second or the third. The fact that you have your Sunday, Saturday day here is fine, okay, as long as it doesn't interfere with things that we're doing. And I'm not so sure that that Sunday, Saturday is a fun thing. People go, they come and they go to it. But, it can't be confused with what we're doing. So that's kind of the sorry. Sorry we can't give you a more definitive answer, but you've heard the discussions, you see what's going on. And,
today I got the impression it's the third. Did anybody
okay.
else?
Okay, I'm telling you that we're not being able to give you a definitive answer. So
on the website, better change the date.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on. Sure. Go ahead.
Of course you can.
Bud and I are co-chairs of the Sunday Saturday, so that's why we're here, just trying to figure out if we're going to have it the second or not. And so I guess the bottom line, what we're wondering. If you're going to have your event on the Saturday, can we have ours on the Sunday? That's kind of what we're looking at.
It'll be like a Saturday, Sunday.
It'll be a Sunday,
exactly.
Sunday.
It'll be a Sunday,
so
Sunday.
It'll be a Sunday, Sunday then. And just as a reminder, the proceeds donation for that will be all.
Okay.
So it's for the community.
Okay.
So something to keep in mind.
All right. Thanks, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Victoria, we just can't give you a definitive answer.
Okay. All
right.
Okay. Anybody
else?
Send an email out.
Okay, hang on.
Hopefully.
Anybody else that can address? You want to address the issue with the Sunday Saturday, Ed?
Well, I'm saying as we discussed in the meeting this morning, you're going to send an email out to the fire team about condensing both.
Yeah.
And we should probably know by next month, I'm hoping.
Yeah, I mean, what's on the table is the combining or not the anniversary, mm-hmm. which is Labor Day weekend sometime, versus the firefighter appreciation event, which has traditionally been later, like
yeah,
early
yeah.
October.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Take charge.
Okay. Anything else about that? Okay. Kim, as I explained to you, we are not the Forest Service.
I get that.
And
I'm
there is interest. I'm sure that there's interest in the community about this. I don't know, and we get a consensus of the board here in terms of
this is something that's been in the works for a long, long time. The nature of the cleanup in terms of how they do it and what they do is really not in our scope. We have no control over it. There is a way you can call the Forest Service, and I suggested that you do that, call the Forest Service and express to them, right? But we as a board are not going to get involved, I don't believe.
I didn't ask you to. I was merely asking with the pull of the board, maybe
okay.
they could influence a member of the Forestry Department to come here and address the residents.
Okay.
You certainly have more power than I do just going to the Forest Department.
Hang on, Lauren. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, that's
all. Unfortunately, Kim, part of the reason that I do it in this way with these kind of meetings is that you've given us your opinion. I know it's frustrating. It frustrates Victoria. But I don't want to get engaged in conversations about these things that there's no answer for. I understand that you don't.
I'm not asking you about it.
Okay.
I get that. I'm just asking if you could use your weight to pull somebody in to talk to us. That's it.
Okay.
I'm not even objecting to what's going on.
Okay.
Don't misunderstand me.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
I just want some clarification. That's all.
Lauren, can you shed some light?
Sorry.
Last year at our following, we had representatives here from the Forest Service.
Uh-huh.
I'm very interested in your input. I hope this far Wednesday, on the 20th of May, to have a Forest Service representative here for the same purpose. They bring masks. They explain what they're doing, and they listen to your concerns. And we've had some homeowners' concerns regarding the Forest Service property addressed as a result of this. So if you want us to talk to the Forest Service, the guys on the ground who do this stuff, that's the time to come.
Okay.
Rudy.
The Walkers, our department, or the Forest Service, they've also attended our Walker Day.
Yeah.
And they'll answer questions, and they're there for the community to inquire what's going on. So, there are ways to get to them, I guess, that's been established.
Ask a question. I'm ignorant on this, and Lauren, you probably have the answer. If there's down timber, like Kim is saying, they've got a stack or whatever, and it's on Forest Service property, but it's down, and it's been there for a while, as a private citizen, can we go in and cut it up for firewood, or can we go in there?
That'd be awesome, and I would
can
help.
We use it? Do you know?
You can, but you'll need a permit.
Right.
Okay. A woodcutter's permit.
It's actually dangerous because they're on steep slopes, and they're a huge pile. All you have to do is drive up the road, and you can't miss them.
Sure. Okay.
If they're in a pile, they're safer than if they were scattered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of them real close together, though. It's not like they're far apart. They're like within 5 feet of each other. There's a lot
because
of
them. Because how they're going to
see
that they're going to actually site set this in this pile on fire. That's how they deal with it. They don't come in and move them out. They set them on fire.
Okay.
In winter.
Okay.
Oh, I
anything else for the board?
Yeah.
We have a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Wait, hang on a minute. Second here. What?
All in favor?
Bill, you didn't. When is at this point the firefighter appreciation day? What day do you have on your calendar for us?
I don't know.
Please.
I'm sorry, I didn't address
you
it.
You know what? I was just going to say, it might be cool to add them because you guys, to add the two events together, because it would give more work to the firefighters. There will be a lot of people there, and you could make a big deal in the middle of it saying, we're here for the firefighters.
Ed, can you help me here?
Yeah, we said that it was, to my understanding,
October 7th is what I've got.
It's October.
October 7th.
It's October 7th.
There's a mistake in your minutes because it says, the 17th,
okay,
into January minute. So October
7th.
Thank you.
So we are going to find things, and we should probably consider a Saturday, though, because that way a lot of families got to go home that night, unless we do it in the middle of the afternoon or something. The families have to go home that night for school or back,
Are
you
talking
about? Head home.
It's the county weekend.
Is that?
The tree
weekend. Oh, that's right. I'm right. Forget it.
Okay, so October
7th
is the, okay. We have a motion and a second. Terry moved, Dan seconded to adjourn on a discussion about adjournment. Oh, wait a minute. I
Can I tell the county they have permission to stack the firewood on?
Oh, of course.
In 2 foot length.
2 foot length already.
And cut in diameter.
Well, you know what? I bet if somebody is here talking to those APS guys, they'll do it.
They probably would, yeah. All in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
True. Yes.